You know that catch that Marshawn made off Spencer on that? I thought I remembered him making that same catch in a mini camp drill type of same thing where a guy flew right by him, which shows that it wasn't a lucky snag. He's got the.
He's got good hands. I certainly thought that he was going to get a little bit more separation from 96, 90, or 93. 93 played it really well and kind of just kept on riding with him, you know, but I thought there was going to be a little bit more separation, but it was a tight throw, and Noshawn made a great catch.
Hoping not being there possibly on Sunday, does that change anything for you guys?
I don't think so. I mean, we'd love to have Correll. He's played great for us, been very productive, and but we've got this one of our deeper positions on offense, and we got a lot of guys ready to go.
Noshawn looked like he's ready to carry the bulk of it.
Yeah, no question. Yep, no question.
Kyle, you probably spend more time with Josh than any other player, given the position you play. Any sense that this game is more meaningful to him, given that it's an organization?
No, I mean, he takes every game so seriously and expects us to do the same. That really no difference in our preparation. He expects us to be the most prepared team on the field every Sunday, and there's no difference this week.
Even if Belichick's the opposing coach,
no difference. No difference.
How different is New England this year? Obviously, they switched to a 4-3, went from a 3-4 opposite of the Broncos. How different in defense are they this year from years past when we've seen them?
A little bit different scheme, different personnel than in the years past, but just as effective and just as good. They got a lot of talent on the field. They're a very smart defense. They're a very prepared defense, and they do a great job in the back half, route reading and disguising and all that good stuff. So we'll have to play one of our best games and certainly be prepared.
Are they less creative now that they're in the 4-3?
Nope, I don't think so. They do. They've got a game plan for each team they play, and they execute it pretty well.
Kyle, it takes a certain time to master a system, a competent number of touchdown games. Do you feel like you have mastered this offense yet, or how long will that take?
I don't know. No, I haven't. No, certainly I haven't mastered it, and that's what, you know, I'm working extremely hard week to week to improve, and not being happy with what happened the last week. You know, there's always a handful of plays that we come out and say, man, we wish we would have done this, or I wish I would have done that. So I certainly have a lot of room to improve along with everybody else on the team.
Shanahan always used to say that his quarterback's been about 3 years to master his system. Is that about right for McDaniels? I mean, does that seem like...
I'll let you know when I get there. I hope it's sooner than that.
Kyle, how significant is it that Brandon's contributed recently and maybe changed his attitude from what it was not so long ago?
Oh, it's great. I mean, you can see what type of a player he is. He's certainly a special player that can make types of plays that probably other people can't on the field. So he's worked extremely hard the last couple weeks, and his attitude's been great. And I know all the players are happy for him, and to see him producing like he is now. And hopefully we'll just get better with time.
How does he change your offense, just having him in there?
Well, you know, they certainly have to know where he's at every play. He's a type of guy that might get double coverage. He's a type of guy that if they are going to single coverage him, they've got to be worried about that. So anytime they've got to prepare for an individual player, it makes it that much tougher on the defense.
After the game the other day, he said that touchdown was one of his most emotional plays. Could you get that sense from him?
I think it was for everybody on the field. I mean, it was such a hard-fought game, and everybody had been battling for the whole 60 minutes, and to finally go ahead like that with such a great individual effort was awesome to see.
Any other receivers that can make that game? Have you ever played with a guy who could actually make that play?
It was just such a great play. We've got a lot of good receivers on our team, but he made five or six guys miss on the way to the end zone, so it was quite the play.
We all talk about rapport with receivers and getting on the same page. Do you have that with Eddie Royal, or is it overrated?
I think Eddie and I probably have the best rapport with all of our receivers. We've worked extremely hard, and Eddie's one of those guys that stays after practice every day to run routes and make sure he's doing everything I want him to do. So he's worked hard. We'd love to give him the ball more, and maybe this will be the week.
Yeah, you think it's just going to be one of these weeks he's going to break out?
I think, at some point he's going to break out and have a big game, So, like I said, we try to throw the ball to the open guy, and hopefully it's Eddie this week and we can get him the ball.
Has he been the focal point of the defense in his first month? Has he been double covered?
They've certainly been aware of him inside and out. They've done a great job of making sure they know where he's at and relating to him and trying to take him away. But Eddie's the type of guy that can beat double coverage. He can beat single coverage. So whatever they do, he should have an answer for it.
Do you sense any frustration from him?
He's a competitor. He wants to get the ball, and he wants to help the team win. So I don't feel any individual frustration. I just feel like he wants to catch the ball and make plays just to help the team win, and that's the type of competitor he is.
How do you force things to him, though? I mean,
I try not to force anything. So if a guy's covered or if my read takes me somewhere else, that's where I try to go.
You're still wearing the glove on your hand. How much longer do you expect that?
I hope it'll be done this week. I've said that now the last few weeks, but it's just, you know, it's kind of been close, and I'm not going to sit there and try to play through something when, you know, I've worn it and been halfway successful with it, you know, wearing it. So I'm not in any big rush to get out of it by any means.
If it's raining or snowing, would that affect your decision?
We'll see when it comes. I don't know.
Have you tried on the orange and yellow socks yet?
I've seen them. I think all of our guys have seen them. It'll be a fun thing to do, but I don't think it'll be an issue one way or the other.
Have you guys done anything this week in terms of preparation to prepare for forecast that includes possible snow, rain, cold?
We've had a few practices early on in the year, you know, with a lot of rain and some nasty weather. So I've played in it numerous times. I don't mind to play in bad weather games, and we'll play in anything that comes.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks.
Thanks, Kyle.